Ottawa. Canada is sanctioning 34 individuals and a television network in Russia that the federal government considers propaganda agents, Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly announced Monday. In the latest update to Canada's sanctions regime, Joly said Ottawa is targeting those responsible for Russian disinformation as the war in Ukraine nears the 9-month mark. The people on the list have tried to justify Russia's illegal attempts to annex parts of Ukraine, she said. The new additions include TV Zvezda, a channel run by Russia's defense ministry, as well as Pavel Gusev, editor-in-chief of the Moskovsky Komsomolets newspaper. Sports reporter Dmitry Guberniev is among those being barred from dealings with Canada. Also sanctioned are Tina Kandelaki, a prominent media persona, and actors Sergei Bezrukov, Vladimir Mashkov and Dmitry Pevsov. Joly said the new measures follow a meeting she held with the wife of a prominent Russian opposition politician, Vladimir Karamurza, who is currently imprisoned. Canada is looking to impose sanctions on Russians who have put the lives of Karamurza and his family at risk, she said. It does have an impact, because the goal of Canada, with this meeting and with these sanctions, is to send a strong message to the world, and bring other countries to the table, Joly told reporters on Parliament Hill. I'm confident we can show leadership again on this issue. Sanctions experts say Canada has been behind its peers for years in having enough specialists to enforce existing sanctions. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 17, 2022. Dylan Robertson, The Canadian Press.